As Sarah mentioned, sometimes a guardian may help a person in exercising their rights. There may also be times where a person has lost certain rights due to probation, parole, or other reasons. In cases where the person is jeopardizing their health or safety when asserting their rights, and there is no formal court order in place, a rights modification may be appropriate. Any modification to a person's rights must be supported by a specific assessed need and justified in the person-centered service plan. A modification should not be the first option, and it is not intended to last forever. Before a right is modified, the person's team must have tried other options before modifying the right and must have a plan to routinely evaluate if it is still needed. According to the HCBS, the following requirements must be documented in the person-centered service plan for a rights modification. Identify a specific and individualized assessed need. Document the positive interventions and supports used prior to any modifications to the person-centered service plan. Document less intrusive methods of meeting the need that have been tried but did not work. Include a clear description of the condition that is directly proportionate to the specific assessed need. Include regular collection and review of data to measure the ongoing effectiveness of the modification. Include established time limits for periodic reviews to determine if the modification is still necessary or can be terminated. Include the informed consent of the individual. Include an assurance that interventions and supports will cause no harm to the individual.